this weekend. That was great to speak to her. Now, to documentary that's going to be available soon on Netflix. Check this one out. It's called Game On. Let's have a little taste of the trailer now.
Nelson Mandela said that sport has the power to change the world, but the challenges for girls haven't really changed.
It's such a good time to be involved in women's sport right now.
I'm really excited about the future for women's sport.
A lot of young girls now have role models to look up to and think I can do that.
In the next 5 years, we are going to see the biggest change in women's sport. We can almost see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Game On tells the story of the growth in women's sport, featuring a host of sporting pioneers such as Dame Tani Gray-Thompson. Denise Lewis is in there, and it's directed by Sue Anstis, who joins us now. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, Gordon. Hi.
It's great to speak to you. Sue, I've quoted this thing every time I've been on the last 4 weeks, right? I was on my way from Nottingham to Manchester to do the radio, and I passed the 365 Stadium, and I got stuck in horrendous traffic because of the Lionesses. And I thought, this is a moment, right? This is a big moment. The popularity of women's football is so big now that it's causing traffic chaos. Do you feel like the last few years there's been a big, steep increase in that graph of popularity?
Yeah, I love the fact that you're in traffic for women's sport. It's brilliant. But it does feel we're really in a moment right now in terms of, as you've mentioned, the crowds coming to watch, but also the viewing figures, television viewing figures, the sponsorship that's coming into sport. Yeah, it does really feel like the time is now. And hopefully that will move right down to girls starting out playing sport in schools and feeling that sport is a place for them too.
I've heard some great responses and reviews to this documentary. You've had grown sports people in tears over it. So what can viewers expect from the doc?
Yeah, it's a joyful documentary. So it does celebrate this growth that we've seen and the impact that it can have across society, but also to highlight some of the disparities that women and girls have faced. And I think sometimes, especially for men and boys, perhaps they've not really witnessed that themselves. They've not really seen that. So I think that's probably some of the emotion we've seen is women feeling their stories finally being told. And some of the men that have seen it are kind of recognising what women have faced over so many years and still face today.
Yeah, I think who I was referring to, Ugo Monye, apparently at the premiere, was in tears. What's your reaction as a filmmaker to see that kind of reaction for people when they see it?
Yeah, very much so. And he's got two young daughters. He's very open about that, how he kind of feels that what they face in terms of life. And, his comment was actually more around, he was thinking as he was watching it, if this had been race, if people had been discouraged from taking part in sport and missed out on opportunities because of racial inequality, obviously, you'd be fighting so hard for that. And yet women almost haven't had that opportunity in the past to have that equality. So I think that's the inequality he felt very strongly about. But yeah, it's powerful. And I know men, it's often men of daughters that suddenly see when they've got these young children that they love, that they don't have the opportunities that they had growing up. So we are beginning to see a shift in attitudes there.
Yeah, it's a subject that really opens my mind. I've got a 10-year-old daughter, and it even goes down to simple things, doesn't it? Like school uniform, you know. I heard the word skorts for the first time recently, right? And, you know, if you're not comfortable going to a PE lesson, then what are the chances of you getting really involved and really enthusiastic about sport? And do you feel like there's improvement happening on simple things like that?
Yeah, we're absolutely having those conversations right here and now. So conversations around the clothing that women wear, whether it's, as I say, there's high-cut bikini bottoms, gymnastic leotards, girls playing sport in skirts and skorts rather than leggings and shorts. But it's about choice, really. It's about giving women the choice to be comfortable at all ages, because that's all we want, is for women and girls to have a chance to enjoy sport like men have too. But it's exciting that change is happening right now.
Well, Sue, why do you think this story needs telling now then? Why is it so important and pertinent right now?
I think for me, it is the bigger piece of what it says to women and girls about what else they can do in life. We had some fantastic research around really senior women in business. 93% of them have played sport growing up. So it isn't just about what happens and why sport's a wonderful thing to enjoy, but it's how it impacts us and gives us the leadership skills, being part of a team, opportunity to lead and grow. And I think sometimes we overlook that how sport can impact us elsewhere in life too. And men and boys have had that for hundreds of years. And it's important that we enable women to have that opportunity too.
Yeah, Sue, I've had the pleasure of working a lot with Eleanor Aldroyd here at Five Live, and I love hearing her stories about Helen Rollison and when she first started off as a sports broadcaster and how she overcame all the challenges that existed in the media. But is there a moment in this documentary that you could share with us which shows that challenge, just how difficult it was for women to be accepted in the world of sport?
Yeah, I mean, one of the sort of stars, really, of a documentary is Stacey Copeland, amazing former footballer, a boxer, Commonwealth boxer. But her story of being denied the opportunity to play two sports, really. So, you know, football banned for 50 years. She wasn't able to play as a girl growing up in teams. And then also being stopped from boxing, being allowed to box. And she did come back then and became the first female Commonwealth champion in England, but like her personal story. And I think that's what we had a community premiere last night, lots of women in emotionally feeling in tears as well too, because they see it's their story. Lots of those women also have been denied that opportunity, but hopefully the documentary will give people a chance to have those conversations, and we can all be part of driving that change for the future.
Hi, so it's Luke Kempner here. I just wanted to ask as well about what can be done to further women's sport and the growth even more, because, you know, I've really been really enjoying the way that what they've done with the Ashes and having the women's Ashes test in between the two men's tests as well. So there's, you know, if you're straight back into watching that cricket, I love what they've done with the 100, having the women's games on the same day as the men's game. What do you think could be done to further the growth?
Yeah, and it's different in different sports, isn't it? Because I think that is fantastic. There's some great work done in bringing them together, but also separating them. So if you look at the Six Nations this year, I was lucky enough to be at Twickenham with almost 60,000 people watching England and France at Twickenham. Who'd have thought that, the women's Six Nations? But that's because we separated it from the men, so it didn't almost get submerged in what was happening with the men. So I think it is about doing things differently, not feeling like we have to replicate what we've done for men's sport. Although we want to emulate the good things, there is still women's sport is quite different. It can be different. The crowd's very different, as we saw that with the Euros last year, didn't we? Very family friendly, very inclusive. So celebrating the great things around women's sport and being willing to invest in it. And the coverage is so important, isn't it? So the high quality coverage that we've seen for the Ashes, that's what's going to get the audiences in there, is seeing women's sport. It's always been brilliant, but now finally we're seeing it covered and exposed in the way it hasn't been before.
So how significant do you think the Lionesses' success is in this? And also having players moving off to play for Real Madrid and really growing the game globally, do you think that's playing a significant part in other sports, not just football?
Yeah, hugely. And I do believe that whole, you know, rising tide floats all boats, whatever the phrase is, that women's football, because it is the biggest global sport, that really did make a difference, and that success. And also, sadly, but it, you know, society is so male driven. So needing that acceptance by men in society, and the women winning the Euros, you know, one of the powerful sights for me last year is seeing little boys with mead on the back of their shirts coming back from watching the Euros. So those young boys now will grow up celebrating and seeing women's sport in the way in the past they may just have seen men's sports. And I think that the coverage of the football and the audience we've seen, I think there was about 1.6 million people that watched the women's Euros that didn't watch the World Cup last year. So recognising again, there's this huge audience that may not have followed football in the past, but are coming to women's football and loving that, and then going on to also watch cricket and golf and rugby and other sports too.
Well, it's great to have you on. And make sure you do check that out. The Sue Anstis documentary, Game On, available on Netflix from tomorrow. Good luck with the documentary. Thanks for your time this morning, Sue.
Thank you so much, Gordon. Yeah.